Yeah, certainly it's a big honor and a big responsibility. You know, I feel like I owe it to the guys to always get my best day in and day out. And you know, I'm going to try and lead as best I can the same way that I have up until this point. But it's certainly nice and a really nice honor from your teammates.
Is it wild to be sitting in this situation, 3-6, but only a game out of first place?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, it's kind of different how this season has shaken out, specifically within our division. And you know, I think at this point it's exciting. We're in November. We're right in the mix. Obviously, you know, we'd like to have played better up until this point, but it is what it is. You know, we're right in the mix. We've got everything we want right in front of us, and now we've got to, you know, we've got to play the football that we're capable of playing moving forward. And I think everybody's excited about that.
Is it almost fitting considering this division? I mean, in all the years of the NFC South, it still has never had a repeat champion.
Yeah, it's that's probably one of the more strange phenomenons. You know, and so we'd like to be on the right end of that here at some point. But you know, this year is what it is. It's shaken out the way it has. And again, you know, we're in November. We're right in the mix. And you know, we're excited about that. We're excited about competing and trying to, you know, knock one off at a time. And hopefully have a chance to keep playing in January.
Yeah, you guys are playing Tampa again. What was different offensively with you guys? Did you tweak anything? You know, Steven gets 81 yards. I mean, what was different?
Well, certainly, you know, our personnel was different. You know, and on our offensive line, I think, you know, we had a bunch of different guys playing than we had the first time. But I really think our offensive line did a really nice job going against Tampa last week. They had Gerald McCoy back too, which was huge for them. I mean, he's a disruptive player, and our guys stepped up to that challenge and played really well. You know, I think from a scheme standpoint, there's always adjustments that are made by both teams. They did some things differently. We did some things differently. And ultimately, we did enough to get the job done. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what counts. You got to find a way to get it done week to week.
Matt, no penalties on third down, no penalties in the fourth quarter. Are those markers that you guys can focus in on a weekly basis, you think?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we've always been a low penalized team since Smitty's been here, and that gives you a chance every time. You're playing smart football, it gives you a chance. I think the thing that was good for us that we hadn't done up until this point in the season was we played really well in the fourth quarter. We played our best football in the fourth quarter. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what you need to do to win in this league. It's so competitive week to week that it comes down to, you know, what you're going to do in those last couple drives of the game. And we found a way to get it done.
It was a great week 10 for you guys, not so much for Carolina. They're obviously going to be angry. How much more dangerous does it make a football team when you lose a game by that type of margin?
You know, obviously they're going to want to come out and play better than they did. But, you know, it comes down to execution. You know, at the end of the day, we're both going to be excited to play this game. We're both going to be fired up. But once you kind of get through that initial stage of that game, then it comes down to making plays and executing at a high level. And so I'm sure they'll be ready. I'm sure they'll be prepared. And we're going to be the same way. We're going to be ready and we're going to be prepared. And, you know, anytime you play in the division, you know it's going to be a tough 60-minute game.
Did you and Deku come in the same year?
Yes. Yeah, Thomas and I were in the same draft class.
So 6 years together. I think he knows your tendencies pretty well, considering how many times you guys have been in practice together. What's that going to be like being on the other side of him for the first time?
Yeah, Thomas, you know, obviously very good player, was with us for a long time, very productive, won a lot of games with Thomas here. And he knows our scheme. I mean, he's practiced against us every day for a long time. So we'll have to make some adjustments. We always do that kind of in division to make sure that we'll do some – break a few tendencies and do some things a little bit differently. But, again, you know, after you get through that, it comes down to going out there and executing and making plays. And we've got to be aware of where he's at because he's a very good player. But we got to focus on ourselves.